Praise the Lord. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. His presence is here, and we're just honored to be in the presence of God, aren't we? Always. Amen. Glory to God. The title of my message tonight is God's Divine Protection. And we all want to be in God's divine protection, don't we? Amen. So we're going to be reading tonight from Psalms 91, and I'll be reading from the NIV. But in Psalms 91, it's one of my favorite scriptures, and we use Psalms 91 in prayer a lot. And but in these scriptures, there are three main themes that I want to kind of bring to your attention, and they are God's presence, God's protection, and God's promises. So I'll be reading Psalms 91 in the NIV. And it says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Now, there are some key words in this chapter that I'll be pointing out as I teach along the way tonight. But the first word that I want to point out is the word dwells. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God. So the secret place, a lot of people wonder, what exactly does it mean, the secret place, dwelling in the secret place? Well, the secret place is very simple. It's dwelling in God's presence. Amen? So dwelling in the secret place means to take up residence with, draw near to God, stay close to God, stay in constant union with God, rely on Him, you depend on Him, you stay connected to God. So all these things are being dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. The Word says, "In Him we live and move and have our being." Amen? So you make yourself at home with God. That is in His presence. Making yourself at home with Him. John 15, I want to read this in the Message translation. John 15, verses 5 through 8. Says, "I am the vine, and you are the branches. When you're joined with me, and I with you, the relation intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Don't you like that? Sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me, if you make yourselves at home with me, and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who He is. When you produce grapes, when you mature as disciples. Now, I thought that was so, I love the way it said, when you make yourself at home with Him. That is dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Amen. And when you make your home in His Word is alive and full of power. Amen? So we want to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. You know, it is our choice or our responsibility to dwell in the secret place. You know, we want God to just make us do it. Just make us get in that place, God. Make me live right there in the secret place. Well, I would like that too, but it doesn't work that way. Amen? We have our own free will. It is up to us to get into the secret place. It is up to us to make ourselves at home with Him. Amen? But when we choose to serve God, we place ourselves under God's divine protection. Hallelujah. It is good news tonight. Amen. When you dwell in the secret place, you set things in motion for your life. Amen. When we dwell in the secret place, we enter into a place of rest. Amen. A place of rest. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. See, being in a shadow, if you are in something's shadow, see, if I want to get in Pastor's shadow, I can't be way over here. I've got to be real close to Him if I want to be in His shadow. Amen. So when we dwell under the shadow of the Almighty, we're right so close to God. We're walking right there by Him. Amen. Right there with Him. Amen. He's included in every part of our life. We get up in the morning with God. Amen. Right there in the shadow of the Almighty. We go about our day right there in the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. I don't want to get out of that shadow. I want that shadow to be right there covering me. Hallelujah. Amen. That's abiding in the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. That is a good place to be. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The devil doesn't want us to be in the shadow. He wants to tempt us and say, hey, this is going to be so good over here. Come over here and let's party. Let's have a good time over here. You can get back with God later on. You know, He is a loving, forgiving God. So He just don't mind. Well, it's not that. It's that we are getting away from the shadow. We're getting out of the protection of God. It's the enemy. He's not going to come to you and say, ooh, I'm the enemy. I'm trying to pull you away from the shadow. I'm trying to get you away from God's protection. No. He's the deceiver. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to stay right there in that shadow of Almighty God. Amen. Glory to God. We rest in this secret place. It doesn't matter if you are resting in God or if you're right there in God's presence. Doesn't matter what kind of chaos is going on. We don't like chaos. I don't like chaos. I like peace. Yes. Just give me peace, God. Amen. Amen. But let's just face reality. Sometimes our life, things happen where there's chaos. Sometimes things happen where there's drama. You get around family members that aren't in the shadow of the Almighty. They're not in that restful place. You might get drawn into some drama. Amen. But if you are in the shadow of the Almighty, amen, if you are in that dwelling, in that secret place, then you can remain at rest, amen, no matter what's going on around you. You will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. On your job, there might be all kind of craziness going on. People backbiting each other, talking about one another, stirring up trouble on the job, stabbing people in the back. But you're right there in that secret place. You remain fixed under the shadow of the Almighty. You have that rest no matter what's going on. Amen? Hallelujah. I want to live in that place, don't you? I don't want to get out of that place of God's rest. There's no place as good as that. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord. Now the psalmist is saying, I will say of the Lord. I will say of the Lord. He is saying or declaring, He is my refuge. He is my God. In Him will I trust. He is saying or declaring that God is bigger than his situation. Amen? He's declaring or speaking faith words. Even in a negative environment, even in a negative situation, when things don't feel warm and fuzzy, he's speaking faith-filled words, amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. He's saying, He is my fortress. He is my refuge. He is my God, amen? The psalmist doesn't start saying how big his enemy is. He doesn't start declaring how big his obstacles are. He doesn't start saying, oh, well, this situation is just impossible. And, you know, he doesn't declare that, there's no way I'm going to get out of this mess. No, he's saying God is my refuge. Right in the middle of the situation, He's my refuge, amen. He's declaring that God is His protector. Hallelujah. His God is His defender. He's saying His God is His deliverer. Hallelujah. That's what refuge is. Hallelujah. He's saying God is my fortress. He's saying, I'm heavily protected tonight. No enemy can penetrate me. The fortress around me is bigger and stronger than this situation. Amen. Glory to God. No one and nothing can get through because I've got a fortified building around me. A wall that's fortified. It's too strong for the enemy. He might be like the big bad wolf and coming and start huffing and puffing and running his big mouth and claiming what he might do. I'll blow your house down. But we can say, my God is my refuge. He is my fortress. Amen. He's got a fortress around me that nothing can penetrate. Nothing can knock this wall down. Amen. Nothing or no one can get through. But see, He's wanting you to think that He can. If He can get you to believe what He's saying, that's when we got to get our word out and say, whoa, wait just a minute. Amen. My God is my refuge. Yes. My God is my fortress. Amen. My God, in Him do I trust. Hallelujah. The wind might be blowing. The waves might be mighty high. It might look like you're going under. that Jesus is right there to pull you up. Amen. Pull you right out of your situation. Yeah. Did I say it might be tomorrow? Did I say it might be 2 days later? I'm depending on my God. Amen. Hallelujah. I know He's with me. Yes. Amen. I know He's walking right there with me through this situation, through this battle. Hallelujah. And I'm right there under the shadow, so I've got His rest on me. Mm-hmm. I've got His peace. Because I'm not looking to Sharon to take care of the situation. I'm not looking to Rock to take care of the situation. I'm looking to my fortress. I'm looking to my God in who I trust. Hallelujah. See, it's when we start taking our eyes off of who we trust. When we start thinking, whoa, wait a minute. God gave me a brain. And He gave me common sense. Just forget your common sense. Sometimes your common sense will get you in a whole lot of trouble. Go to God and say, outside of you, God, I don't know nothing. God, give me your wisdom, your direction. Hallelujah. Help me to walk, God, in your peace and your rest under your shadow. Not get out there on my own. Not try to follow my shadow. Not try to follow somebody else's shadow. But God's. Hallelujah. We can't be in a better place than under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. So the psalmist magnified the greatness and the strength of his God. The devil don't know what to do with a Christian that is magnifying the greatness of their God in the middle of a battle. He's like, don't you see how serious this situation is? Don't you see how bad it is? Don't you know that you could lose everything you've got? Well, devil, don't you know that I am under the shadow of Almighty God, the one that created the universe, the one that kicked you out of heaven, amen, sent you to hell? That's who I'm trusting in. That's who I serve. That's who my God is. Praise God. And it says that God covers you. Isn't that awesome tonight? I'm covered.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Yes. I'm covered tonight. Hallelujah. I've got wings and feathers all over me tonight.
Hallelujah.
You might not see them in the natural, but they're there. Yes. You're covered tonight.
Yes.
You're a child of God. You got wings and feathers all over you tonight.
Amen.
You're covered.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God delivers you. God covers you. He delivers you from the traps of the enemy. Hallelujah. He covers you. He protects you. He delivers you from the deadly hazards. Praise God. He delivers you and covers you from sickness and disease. I'm not saying it's not going to try to attach itself to you. Things will try to attach itself to you. They will come against you. Things will come against your finances. I'm not saying you'll never have any trouble, that you'll never have a battle. No, because as long as we are here on this earth, we're going to face those things. Amen. But what I'm saying tonight is you're covered. Hallelujah. And you serve a God that's going to deliver you from those things. That's going to bring you out of those things. Amen. Hallelujah. God delivers us from disasters. He delivers us from terrorism and from plagues and from pestilence. Amen. Hallelujah. God commands the angels to keep us. Hallelujah. God commands them. He sends them. Angels, go protect. Joanne Ivy.
Yeah.
She's going up to the mountains. She's going to the snow. Angels, go with her.
Yeah.
Protect her. Keep her. Bring her home safe.
Yeah.
Amen. When you dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, these things will come against you, but they won't overtake you. Hallelujah. He delivers you from the snare of the fowler. Hallelujah. And when you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you will not fear. Now, our enemy always tries to tempt us with fear. That's all of us. That's not just you. He'll make you think, well, you are just the weakest Christian that there ever was because you're afraid. But you're really trusting in God. It's the devil that's trying to tell you, trying to deceive you and tell you that you're afraid. It is an outside. It's not on an inside. It's an outside feeling that the enemy is coming against you with, coming against your mind. Amen?
Amen?
But we have no need to fear because we dwell in the Almighty God's protection. We abide in His perfect love that casts out all fear. Glory to God. Good news tonight. We don't need to fear the terror of night or the arrow that flies by day. God is on watch 24/7. Amen. He never slumbers nor sleeps. He's always got His eye right on you. Hallelujah. God created you very special tonight. He knows the number of hairs on your head. He knows us. We belong to Him. We are His children. He's going to take care of His children. Amen. No need to fear. He's carefully watching over us every day, day and night. Hallelujah. He even says that 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Glory to God, will not come near you. Even in the midst of thousands of people falling all around you, God says you can't touch that one.
Amen.
You can't touch that one. That one belongs to me. Hallelujah. His protection, His care, 24/7. Glory to God. And then it says, you will tread upon the enemy. Not the enemy will tread upon you.
Amen.
You will tread upon the enemy. And the word tread in Bible days was a sign of complete victory. When there was a battle going on and the soldier killed the enemy and they were down lifeless on the ground, they would put their foot on the enemy. And that would be a sign of victory, complete and total victory. That's what David did when he slew Goliath. When he knocked him down, when he slew him with that stone, giant went down. David went over and put his foot on the giant. He was saying, I have got the victory.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
So God's saying that you will tread upon the enemy.
Yeah.
You will tread upon the enemy. And when they put their foot on the enemy, that was called treading on the enemy.
Amen.
So we are to tread upon the enemy tonight. Not the enemy treading on us, but we are treading on Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Luke chapter 10. Luke 10 of 19, verse 19. It says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread," there's that word, "to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all," everybody say all, "over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you." Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. So we need to do some treading.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. See, the devil wants you to think that he's treading on you, but no, we got to turn that around. Amen. See, Jesus defeated Satan on the cross. So Satan's already defeated. And see, he's already laid down dead. He's lifeless. So all we got to do is keep him under our feet. Keep treading on the devil. Keep treading on the devil. Keep treading on the devil. Keep treading on the enemy. When you're doing that, you're saying, "I've got the victory. I've got complete victory." Amen. Hallelujah. So we've got to turn off the voices of the enemy. We've got to turn off the fear of the enemy. Amen. We've got to turn it off. And we've got to say, "No, this is what God says. This is what belongs to me. This is what God has done for me. This is who he is and who I am in him as his child. This is what belongs to me." Amen. It's not time to grow weary and faint. It's time to tread. It's time to tread on the enemy tonight. Amen. We need to do some treading tonight. Hallelujah. He's a defeated foe. We've already got the victory. All we've got to do is start declaring it. "I have got the victory. I've got the victory. I've got the victory." Treading on the enemy. Stepping on the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then in the last three verses of the Psalms 91, "You will partake of God's promises." God says, "I will rescue you." That's a promise of God. He says, "I will protect you." That is a promise of God. Hallelujah. Take hold of the promises of God. He says, "I will answer you." Glory to God. It's not time to quit. It's not time to give up. Amen. It's time to stand on the promises of God. "I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble." You might say, "Well, you don't know what kind of trouble I'm in, Pastor Sharon." God knows what kind of trouble, and I promise you it's not too big for him. It's not too hard for our God. Hallelujah. And then he says, "I will deliver you." Glory to God. That's good news tonight. He will deliver you. Glory to God. Jeff, you can go get Ashley. I don't know if this buzzer works or not, but somebody can get Ashley. Chrissy. Okay. Well, Chrissy heard me, so she'll be up here in a minute. Okay, "I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you. I will honor you. I will satisfy you with long life," with long life, "and show you my salvation." Hallelujah. God has given these promises to you, his child. Amen. You belong to the Most High God. You abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. You dwell there. Hallelujah. These promises belong to you. They belong to every child of God. Say it tonight. These promises belong to me. I'm his child.
I'm his child.
They're mine. I stand on them. I take them. I won't let go of them. I believe them. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I want to just say a quick prayer over you tonight. Some of you may be fighting fear in certain areas and discouragement in certain areas. And I want you, if that's you tonight, to just receive this prayer over you tonight. Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every one of your people tonight. And I bind fear that might be coming against them tonight in the name of Jesus. And I bind discouragement that might be coming over them in the name of Jesus. And I declare in the name of Jesus that they rise up from this point on with a trust, complete and full trust in you, God, and that they have a determination that they are going to tread on the enemy that you have already overcome, and that they are victorious, and they're going to take their place as being victorious over the situation that they're going to through. It doesn't have a hold on them. Amen. Thank you, Lord. But God, that they take their place, that they are treading on this situation in you, God, in you, because they have their trust totally in their God. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Give God a hand clap of praise tonight.